While I was taking a Sunday off last week, there was an intense longing for me to see the world go back to where it was. And I am sure many of you think that way. Dream for the day when our kids go back to school, we go back to work, malls, theaters, and gyms to reopen, to go back to our normal life. And last week I was thinking, what is normal? Going back to January of this year or December of last year, is that the normal that I want us to go back to? And I thought, well, then we have to go back to the garden in Genesis to see what normal looked like before the fall had happened. And we know that time period between the creation and the fall were not that long. There's every indication of that. But in that short passage of time, that is what the world should have looked like. That's what the normal world looked like in the beginning. So what I want to do today, while we are still in that series of Image of God, I want to take a Sunday for us to think about how that paradise that has been lost between creation and the fall, what we could find so that we could think about what our normal life should look like. We don't know when it is going to happen, right? September, end of this year, early next year, we want to go back. But when we go back to that, back to normal life, I want us to think about these things, to shape as far as they are dependent upon us, to shape our lives and our children's lives, knowing what the normal looked like in the beginning. So what happened in the beginning? I've thought about many things and I've written down many things, but because of time's sake, I will have to contend with just one theme. If you would look at verse 27 and 28, we've been looking at these verses past few weeks. God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Verse 28, what did he do? God blessed them and God said to them. God did two things right after creation. God blessed them, male and female, God's creation, man and woman. And God spoke to them. Before the fall, normalcy looked like that. God blessing his creation and God giving instruction, or if you would say, God's special revelation to his creation. And there are a few more things that I've written down, such as work, marriage, and Sabbath rest. That is all found before the fall. That's what normal life looked like back then. But today, because of time, I will just speak on God blessing his creation. Blessing here is not a reversal of the curse, because the curse didn't happen yet. So from here, we know a few things. Before there was sin, curse, and death, God blessed them. God the Creator, the Trinity, is the source of blessing. Okay? As simple as that is, we must remember that. God creates them, and God is the one who blesses them. Think about that. God is the only person in the universe who could bless you, because he's omniscient and omnipotent. As we shall see, he is gracious and merciful to us. So he is the only source of blessing to all of us. There is no such thing as luck. And as I've been taught as a young boy by my mom, don't say, oh, that was luck. Because as Christians, we do not believe in luck, chance. I want to say this too. I hear many times, speaking to many different Christians, they sometimes say this, fingers crossed. In the middle of conversation, they say, well, with my fingers crossed. Once again, who is the one who could truly bless you? It is our God. And let us remind ourselves of that. There is no luck, there is no chance, there is no universe blessing us, but it is our God. And second thing we learn is that human beings needed blessing even before the fall. Before everything went wrong, God blessed them. And we know from the first chapter that it was all very good after the creation. Nothing was lacking in His creation. But God still blessed them. What does that tell you? It tells us you and I were designed to be blessed by God even before there was curse. Apart from God and His blessing, we cannot function and we cannot live to fulfill our purposes without God's blessing. And another thing that I noticed from here is that human beings were really blessed by God already from the get-go of human history. Many religions out there in the world, they promise man something. Afterlife, whatever blessing that you say there is. But it is all in the future. They are selling the hope of the future, uncertainty. But you see, from the Genesis, our God created them, male and female, in the image of God. And immediately after, He blessed them. Truly, really. He didn't say, if you do these things, then in the future, I will bless you. He did not use that as a bait for our first parents. So, human beings are not designed to live away from God, nor in the outside of God's revealed will. Even though I cannot speak on the issue, God speaks to them and God gives them instructions and purposes. God reveals His will for them in the beginning. So, once again, men were created to be blessed by God. Apart from blessing of God, we cannot function, even before the fall. And we must live within the realm of God's revealed will. Apart from the Word of God, once again, we are lost. So these are some of the few things that I want you to think about and remember. That was what normal life should look like, even after we go back to pre-pandemic time. Children, if you are listening, no matter how beautiful, rich, famous a person is, unless that person's life is aligned with God's purpose, that person will never know what true and ultimate satisfaction is. Man needed God's blessing even before the fall. Then, how much do we need that blessing now, July 2020. We need it a lot. I want it. You want it. You should want it. And where can we find that blessing? Was everything lost after the fall? Well, curse came in. Death came in. But we know where the blessing lies. Ephesians 1:3. It says this. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. So according to that Bible verse, all blessings are found in Christ. For non-believers, they are looking for it, that is blessing, in the wrong place if they are looking for it away from Christ. But for those of us Christians, we know that. We know our blessing is in Christ and we are already blessed in Christ. So I'm going to say a few things about that. First is for you to understand this spiritual blessing in a holistic way. I know what the Bible just said. It said, blessed be the God who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing, right? So when we think about blessing as Christians, we tend to think about our blessing as spiritual blessing. But I want to say to you, seeking physical, earthly, even material blessings are not wrong. In condemning prosperity gospel, many preachers over-spiritualize as if we do not need God's blessings on the physical realm. Right? There's a radical separation between spirit and physical, that is, bodily realm. So we say, oh, God has blessed us with heavenly, spiritual blessings. What does that mean? And we are very shy and even feel guilty asking God to bless us. But I want you to think about the blessing that we need and we want in Christ in a holistic way that is not separating spiritual from physical. To prove that, I could just quote three things. First is, that blessing that Genesis talks about really has to do with procreation, right? What did it say after God blessed them and said, what did he say? Be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it. God didn't say, I am going to bless you spiritually and you are going to go to church for eternity. Sing songs and psalms for the rest of your time in the paradise. No, God's blessing encompasses the whole being, the whole world, whole missions for that man. Here it is about reproducing his heirs in the image of God, filling the whole world with small image of God everywhere, fulfilling their duty and purpose. See, so think about blessing of God in the entire realm. Second thing is think about the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ. If body is evil and so bad, why would Jesus Christ, the sinless, the eternal Logos of God, the second person of the Trinity, assuming humanity yet without sin? It proves to us, body and the physical realm, they are special, they are precious to our God. And the third thing is, what are we going to inherit from our God at the end of human history? It is new heavens and the new earth. Listen to John Frame. These, that is blessings, these are sometimes called spiritual blessings or heavenly blessings. But we should be clear on the fact that the ultimate hope believers have is the new heavens and the new earth. A realm not only of spirit, but of the resurrection body of believers. Our hope is not an ethereal existence, but a tangible, physical existence without suffering and sadness. None of us exists spiritually. We are not floating around. What Bible says, that is, we are blessed in the spiritual heavenly blessings, is through the Holy Spirit. Everything that God blesses us is not, oh, spirit part and physical part. And I cannot ask for anything that is related to the physical realm that is not holy, that is not right. And if you've been feeling guilty about that, I am here to tell you, God's blessing is holistic. Now, second thing that I want to say about blessings for us Christians, we know where we find our blessing, and it tells us God has already blessed with every spiritual blessing already. But I want to say this to you and to us, that is, to maintain that nearness to God. Blessing resides in Christ. It is given in Christ already. As long as we live, we must depend on God and His blessings. If that was true for pre-fall situation, we must depend on His sustenance, His blessing for every part of us in our lives. We must do that. But to do that, I am saying you must maintain nearness. You could use the word sanctification or discipleship. Or traditionally, Puritans, they use the word coram Deo, as you know, in the face of God. But as grateful and dutiful Christians, we must remain close to our God. I could be confident that whatever God gives me is according to His grace and justice, and I could be thankful for that. James 4:8 says this, "Draw near to God, and He will draw near to you." In July 2020, wherever we are tired. And I'm sure many of you are tired of staying home, not going anywhere, doing all these things in the confines of a living room. It's just driving us mad. But I am afraid that we may not stay near to God because of that. Now, that leads me to another thing about God's blessing. Before this male and female did anything to bring glory to God, God went ahead and blessed them. We usually think of blessing in terms of compensation or reward. When God blesses you and me, it is because we think we have done something right. We have done something worthy to honor God and worship God, praise God, and glorify God. And now that God is pleased with our performance, then God will bless us. But what does the Bible say? In the beginning, as soon as God created them, God immediately blesses His creation. What does it tell us? Why would God do that? First is because Adam was the son of God. Eve was the daughter of God. They were the first creation, first child, first children. If you are parents, you know how you felt when you first saw your first child. Same way. We think of Adam as first sinner, right? So sometimes we are angry at him. But we have to remember he was God's son. First creation. In his entire universe, he was the only one created in God's image. So just as we feel love toward our first child, God must have felt the same way. So as soon as they are created, God blesses them. That's one reason, primary reason, main reason. But there is also second reason that I want to tell you about God's action here. Let me tell you something. We all know God is loving and God is merciful, right? No, God is not loving and God is not merciful. Right? You may say, Sam, you have gone mad. God is not loving and God is not merciful. As I was preparing this message once again, God reminded me of an incident. About 11 years ago, I was in Hamden, Connecticut, in one of our sister churches for the presbytery meeting. That is, pastors of the same regional churches, they get together every few months to talk about church matters. So I remember, 11 years ago, it was in Hamden, Connecticut, Westminster OPC. My friend, and I'm sure many of you know, Pastor Dick Garber, he was preaching that day, that morning. And he was preaching from Ephesians 2:4. And let me read that for you. "But God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which He loved us." I don't remember anything, but I remember one thing from that sermon. 11 years ago, he said, our God is not simply merciful, but our God is rich in mercy. So let me get back to you and let me correct what I just said to you. God is not merely merciful or loving. When I said it is wrong for you to say God is loving and merciful, I had this verse and that sermon in mind. God is not merely merciful or loving, but God is rich in mercy. And God's love is great love for us. If God was merely loving and merciful, there wouldn't be salvation for sinners because God would have waited until human beings became worthy of his love and mercy. But because he is rich in mercy and loved the sinners with great love, then we have confidence in drawing near to God, knowing that our God loves to bless us. If anything, in verse 28, Genesis 1:28 tells us is this: God loves to bless his creation. God does not withhold. So God is generous, and there is abundant life. There is overflowing grace in the presence of God. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be poured upon us. That is what God is like, God's character is like. So we shouldn't be afraid in seeking God's favor. We shouldn't be afraid. We shouldn't feel guilty in seeking God's blessing. Let me summarize. Whether Christians or non-Christians, there is that intense longing to see our lives go back to normal. But that longing for normalcy is actually a longing to be right with God. They may not have vocabularies to say it, but that longing, I want to go back to that normal life. Behind it is that God created longing in every human being, that longing to go back to their creator and know why they are created, for what purpose, who their creator is, how can they could be right with God again. All that is in them. They just don't know it. And they want to hear from their creator that, I love you. I created you with purpose in glorifying me. You matter to me. I care for you. And you need to live your life under my protection and my blessings. They want to hear that. But many of them, they do not know that. But it is the image of God in them, calling them back to the original image that is God. 2020 July, let us not give up, but persevere in remaining close to our God. Let us seek God and his blessing, knowing that God loves us greatly and is rich in mercy. And God loves to bless us, and we need it more than any time that we have lived until this moment. Let us pray now.